Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Revive us again. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning to say thank you for your love, your grace, your mercies, and your provisions. We thank you for sitting high, and we thank you for looking low. Father God, we honor you, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you. We declare that you are God and you are God alone. As we come on this morning, Father God, we come confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we thank you, Father God, for your grace, your mercies, your promises. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness, Father God, and restoring us into our rightful position when we ask you to do so. So, God, we bless you right now, Father God. Indeed, you are a spirit, and we who worship you must worship you in spirit, and we must worship you in truth. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back into your hands. Father God, hallelujah, you will unfold it according to your will, your grace, and according to your mercies, Father God. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for our endurance. Keep on keeping on. Thank you for all of our visitors. Father, thank you for the word of God that never returns into your void, but always accomplishes absolutely everything that you've sent it forth to do. We say thank you and we bless you. Now, Father, we commit all things into your hands, even right now. Now, Father God, and as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in our mouths. We like to say top of the morning to you. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am your host, and I am your glory be to God. I'm your host, amen, and your kingdom coach, amen, on this morning. Apostle Dr. Afrida bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We indeed want to welcome all of our first-time listeners from around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for being here with us on today. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. The spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. Enjoy the services. And please, amen, keep on, keep on, keep on coming back. Amen. As we meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and giving God all the honor. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We want to turn your attention this morning, amen, to the book of Judges, amen, chapter number 14. And we want to begin reading in verse number 5. And it reads like this. So Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. After some time, when he returned to get her, he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the carcass of the lion. He took some of it in his hands and went along, eating. When he came to his father and mother, he gave some to them, and they also ate. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. Amen and amen. And we want to thank God this morning. Amen for the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. Also want to read another scripture in your hearing this morning, Psalms 66. Verse number 3, glory be to God, verse number 5 and verse number 6. And it reads like this: Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 We want to talk to you, amen, for a few minutes this morning. Amen. On the subject. Hallelujah. Pain brings gain. Pain brings gain. Beloved, hallelujah, in our scripture on this morning in Psalm 66, amen, glory be to God, the Bible tells us, amen, that God is terrible. God is terrible in his doings, beloved, hallelujah. And that word terrible, beloved, means unpredictable. God is very unpredictable in his doings. Somebody say unpredictable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I come right now to decree and to declare to you, amen, that God, hallelujah, is going in this year right here. Excuse me. This year I prophesy in your life that God will be unpredictable, unpredictable in his works, unpredictable in his acts, unpredictable in his doings concerning your life, unpredictable, amen, concerning your destiny, unpredictable concerning your ministry. Glory be to God. God is unpredictable. You can't see him coming. You didn't see he snuck up on you. You was overtaken with the blessing. He didn't make an appointment with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He came out through the back alley. He came up through the side street. Glory be to God. Wasn't even a door. He walked in through the walls, came in through a window. Glory be to God. Used your enemy. Used somebody that you didn't think he would never use. Used somebody that you didn't even like. Used somebody that you thought was broke. Used somebody who you thought didn't like you. I said, God is unpredictable. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You never know how he going to come. Glory be to God. Never know who he going to use. I said, God is unpredictable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Making a way out of no way. When you thought it was over, here comes God. When you thought it was closed, God will open it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you thought it was black, God will make it white. Glory be to God. When you thought it was death, God will bring life. God will bring birth. Glory be to God. I said, God is unpredictable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will make you, beloved, and the sum total of your life unpredictable. Your enemies will not even understand you. His amen will disarm, frustrate, and disorientate your haters and make you untouchable and make you unstoppable. Glory be to God. God is unpredictable. And God will do the unpredictable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even right now, this day, this week, this season, glory be to God. This is your unpredictable season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Results that will cancel your insults. Glory be to God. Unpredictable. God bringing forth his manifestations and demonstration of his power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the Bible says, amen, hallelujah, that Samson killed the lion. Samson killed the lion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says when he was coming back, he saw, amen, that the honey, that honey had come out of the lion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ha, Judges, amen, chapter number 14. Hallelujah. Number 8. Glory be to God. And it says, Samson turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. Glory be to God. Beloved, I come to decree and declare and declare and decree to you today, hallelujah, that honey, amen, hallelujah, will bring sweetness, amen, to bitter situation, amen, hallelujah, in your life. Glory be to God, that God is going to do the unpredictable. Glory be to God. You didn't get a notice from FedEx. You didn't get a notice from UPS. You didn't get a notice from Amazon. You didn't get an email. No. God is going to do the unpredictable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The same as he did with Samson. Glory be to God. Samson, amen, had no idea that there was going to be honey in the lion. Come on, somebody, huh? Samson had no idea that there was going to be honey in the fight. Glory be to God, hallelujah. The lion was brought forth to kill Samson. The lion was brought forth to devour Samson. The lion was brought forth to bring pain, amen, to Samson's life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Samson had no idea that God was going to do the unpredictable, that God was going to use such a fierce force, that God was going to use such a scary force, that God was going to use a lion. Come on, somebody, to bring forth some honey. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, we see here in Samson's life, hallelujah, where his pain birthed his gain. Glory be to God. Sometimes God will allow pain in your life. God will allow that lion to show up in your life. Beloved, when we see a lion symbolizes the battles of life. Yes, glory be to God. The lion symbolizes your struggles. The lion symbolizes your pain. Your confrontations, your fears. That lion that roars. Got everybody shaking in their boots because they know that lion will devour. Glory be to God. Have that lion that come to bring pain in your life. Glory be to God, giving you a bad doctor's report, giving you a bad judge's report, giving you a bad employment report, giving you a bad financial report. Everything looks bad. That's the lion. Hallelujah. The Bible says the devil walketh to and fro as a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Samson had no idea
hallelujah, that his pain was going to bring him some gain. Oh, come on, somebody. He had no idea that God was going to use a lion to bring him some honey. God was going to use a bad situation to bring him some sweetness. He had no idea. I tell you, God is unpredictable. You can never count God out. This is why he tells us don't get weary in well-doing. Come on. This is why he tells us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain. This is why he tells you not to give up. Don't quit. Keep going. Because when you're least expected, then you are elected. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So here, when Samson the lion down, hallelujah, it was unpredictable that God was going to bring some honey out of the lion. I tell you, you don't know how God is going to move. Sometimes you get bad news and you think it's bad news, but it ends up being good news. Your bad news is good news. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Here a dead lion brought forth some sweet honey. Anybody need anything sweet today? Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, God is unpredictable, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God don't tell you everything he knows. Glory be to God. If you knew, then he would cease from being God. You wouldn't need him if you knew everything. Somebody say God is unpredictable. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible says that Samson turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. The lion that he had killed, the lion that came to kill him, he killed it. Glory be to God. And there was a swarm of bees and honey. Somebody say honey. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It might be sour to the mouth, but it's sweet going down, baby. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The honey in the carcass of the lion. Beloved, there is hidden honey in the lion that confronts your life. I come to prophesy to somebody today. That lion has been trying to shake you in your boots. That lion that got you thinking you're going to die. That lion that got you thinking you're going to fail. That lion, glory be to God, that wants you to think it's all over. That lion that's come to devour you as the devil walking to and fro seeking whom he may devour. I come to tell you God is about to bring some honey out of that lion. Glory be to God. Prepare for the feast. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will squeeze every situation that confronts you. Hallelujah. This season, beloved. Hallelujah. God is going to bring out the best through it in Jesus' name. Somebody say God is unpredictable. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't see the wind blowing, baby, but you know that the wind was there. You don't see the wind, east wind. You don't see the west wind. You don't see God coming, but you got to know he's there. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, just like Samson's lion, honey will come out of your lion this season. You hear what I'm saying? How this is the word of the Lord for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't bury that dead situation too quick. Hallelujah. Because there's some honey to be brought up. Samson didn't bury the lion. Good thing he didn't. Because when he looked again, he said, hey, there's some sweetness, some sweet honey out of this dead lion. Oh, baby, it ain't never over till God says it's over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved Jim Rohn, glory be to God. He's a great philosopher, and he wrote these words. He said, if you meet a guy who has messed up his life for 40 years, you just met a guy who could change your life for the better. sit down with him and take some notes. Why, beloved? Probably because there's lessons from failures. Beloved, God, allow us to fail. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we can learn something. God, allow us to fail so we can get up again. Glory be to God. The lessons that we learn from failures are very valuable. Glory be to God. Thomas Edison had to fail over 1,000 times before he could discover electricity. Colonel Sanders had to come up with 700 recipes before he can get the right one for KFC. Come on, somebody. There's a blessing in your failure. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bad times have specific values. Hallelujah. And a good learner. Hallelujah. The Bible says we got to hear and do. The Bible says Jesus did and Jesus taught. Jesus taught and Jesus did. He said, be a hearer and a doer of the word. Hallelujah. If you are a good learner, no matter what you are going through, no matter what you will go through, hallelujah, glory be to God. We will learn, hallelujah, from every event in your life, everything God allows. See, we say we will accept whatever God allows. What are we saying? We're saying whatever God allows, we're going to learn something. Glory be to God. The lion came. We don't know why God sent the lion, but then we found out because there was some honey in the lion, and that was the only way we were going to get the honey was to kill the lion. My God, rejoice when the lion comes. Glory be to God. He can't take you out. He ain't going to kill you, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard. God allowed your enemies in. Why? Because you can get some honey out of your victory. God allowed defeat to come in. God closed that door. Why? So you can get some honey out of the situation. God is very unpredictable. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, our God, that's why the Bible says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. We can get some sweetness out of every adversity. That's what the Lord is telling us. When adversity comes, he said, rejoice. He said, rejoice. Why? Because you about to get some honey out of this situation. Hallelujah. Beloved, there's honey in every lion that you battle. Every lion that you battle along your progress. Every battle, every lion that you battle, amen, on your highway to heaven. Every lion that you take down. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. They coming, the lion coming at you and you coming at it. And you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Baby, you got to know that you win. You got to know the fight is over. How you got to know you got the victory. Hallelujah. And it's some honey in that lion. Come on, beloved. Like the life of Samson. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There are times when your battle becomes hard. And Samson was good with the riddles. He was doing those riddles and talking parables. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something, beloved. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, those hard riddles, amen, are difficult to interpret. Sometimes we don't really understand what God is saying when he's saying it. Hallelujah. But I want you to encourage you today, hallelujah, to let you know that a solution is coming. Hallelujah. The difficulties, the hardship, the trials of life are fortunes of hardships, beloved. And trials of life are encounters on the road to fortune. On your road to fortune, beloved, you will encounter, amen, some difficulties. You will encounter some lions on your way. Hallelujah, but I want you to know that these are positive blessings. Somebody say positive blessings. Somebody say the Lord is unpredictable. I said, the Lord will overtake you with the blessing. He ain't going to tell you, I'm going to bless you today at 10 o'clock. He's just going to show up at 10 o'clock and bless you. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is unpredictable. Hallelujah. Beloved, just hallelujah. I've been teaching on, and I've been using the movie Creed 1, 2, and 3 on our Sunday message. Amen. Over the last couple of weeks. Amen. Glory be to God. And tied that into the Bible, how he got the victory, beloved. But just by wrestling with an athlete, sometimes when you wrestling with somebody that looks stronger than you, amen, somebody that looks bigger than you, somebody who looks superior to you, amen, we can increase our own strength. And we can learn from their secrets. Oh, somebody say God is unpredictable. Hallelujah. Beloved, stop pitying yourself. Shake off the sadness. Shake it off. Shake off the loneliness. Shake off the depression. Shake it off. Call the devil a liar. Hallelujah. Yes, you're going through something, and so is everybody else. Either you're going through something, you're already in it, or you're coming out. That's a cycle of life. Oh, glory be to God. This is why he said rejoice when you're going in. Rejoice when you're in, and rejoice when you're coming out. Amen. Let rejoicing be in your mouth at all times. Adversity is the breeding ground for miracles. You expecting a miracle? Hallelujah. Look for a breeding ground. Before Samson could get his miracle, hallelujah, he had to take the lion down. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on. Delay is not denial. Yesterday's failures can become today's fortunes. Forget the mistake you made. Yeah, you made a mistake. So what? Next. What's new? What's new? You're going to make some more mistakes, too. Forget about the mistakes you made. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Go back and look for the sweetness in that lion. Hallelujah. Go back in that situation you thought was dead. That business you thought was dead. That relationship you thought was dead. That health report you thought was dead. That letter you got in the mail that didn't look good. That email you got that didn't look good. Go on back to that dead lion that you think is dead and look for the honey. And Lord, ask God to open your spiritual eyes, and lighten the eyes of your understanding. Ask God to help you to see. Amen. Glory. Look for the honey. Hallelujah. And that dead lion. I want you to know that God is very unpredictable, beloved. Rejoice. Hallelujah. There's some gain in your pain. You're not going through this pain for nothing. Oh, no, you're not. God is trying to bring forth some sweetness. He's trying to bring forth the abundance. He's trying to bring forth the manifestation. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is unpredictable. Hallelujah. And there is some honey in that dead lion. Hallelujah. Will you act like you know today? Will you act like you know? Amen. Hallelujah. Stop praising God when things are good. Hallelujah. And crying when things are bad. Come on now. God is the God of all seasons. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's the God of the living and the dead. Come on now. Just don't praise God when it's convenient. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Take the lion on. Know that greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. The lion couldn't take Samson out. Hallelujah. Satan walks to and fro as a lion. He can't take you out either. Know that you are unable to be touched by evil. Hallelujah. You win and the devil lose. You win and the devil lose. You win and the devil lost. The work of the cross cannot be undone. Amen, amen, and amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we say thank you for the word of God on today. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. Hallelujah. How great is our God. God, we thank you for being an unpredictable God. Oh, Father God, you don't ring the doorbell before you come in. You just come in. Oh, Father God, you don't knock. You just come in, Father God. You just discharge your angels to come bring us the good news and bring us a blessing. God, we didn't even see you coming. A lot of times when the angels are coming with the good news, Father God, they find us in a place of weeping and crying and feeling sorry for ourselves, Father God, and all this self-pity. Glory be to God. And here come the angels, amen, with the good news, because you're unpredictable. Oh, Father God, you don't give us a date. You don't give us a time. Oh, glory be to God, but you just pour it out on us. And most times it's a time when we least expect. When we least expect it, we are elected because you are unpredictable. God, we want to say thank you for the honey and the lion. Thank you, Father. A lot of us, Father God, hallelujah, have cremated the lion without taking out the honey. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to hold on, and to hold out, and to continue to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for the word of God on today, and God's word will not return unto him void, but amen, will absolutely always accomplish absolutely everything that God has sent it for to do. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right. Amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, we invite you to please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Glory be to God, everything that we're doing. Amen. And so many things to come. And we thank you for being here with us today. Amen. And invite you to keep on coming back, keep on coming back, and keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. One of the most important things that we also have in this ministry is an altar of prayer. Amen. When we meet 5 days a week, Monday through Fridays, 2 times a day. Amen. 12 noon and 9 p.m. at the altar. Amen. So bless the Lord, and to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Our website address is lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. We want to pray that everybody have a good day today. Amen. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we ask that you would order our steps, lead us, guide us, direct us in the name of Jesus. Father, show us how to escape from the lion. And if it's our season to confront the lion, then anoint us to take the lion down. And then to eat the honey, Father God, after we destroy him. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree, declare, declare, decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Everybody have a beautiful day, have a wonderful day, glorious day, and remember that God is unpredictable. Remain in the spirit of expectation, because you never know when he's going to make his move. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, signing out.
God, keep your hand upon me.
Keep your hand upon me.
Increase.